I don't care what you say. God loves me from where I am. You may have figured some shit out faster than me, quicker than me, before me. Shut up. I'm doing the best I can with every 24 hours I get. I don't want what you have. I don't want your wife. I don't want your career. I don't want your songs. I don't want nothing that's got to do with nothing that you have. I just want what God has in mind for me. And if you are successful, if you are accomplished, and you are someone that have achieved certain things that I haven't gotten to yet, you're just showing me what's possible. But I still don't want it because you have it. Thank you for showing me what's possible. Because once you plant the seed, then at some point, I'm going to get to my own mansion. I'm going to get to my own marriage. I'm going to get to my own magical marriage. I don't want to just get married no more. I want to get married and do it for the rest of my life. No teeth in my mouth, mashed potatoes and coleslaw. We just like the movie, The Notebook, just there. To the last breath. And I want to feel the butterflies in my stomach the whole time. I want a wife that will know exactly what to say. When I'm broken and I'm confused and I'm fucked up and I'm on the brink of destruction and I woke up to, we're about to lose it all. And yet, the covering of my wife and what she's saying and what she's praying over me gives me a level of reassurance that we're gonna be okay when the whole world is crumbling in on me. Some of these want to get married, you don't even know what to say when I'm fucked up. So you just here. This dress ain't gonna make me feel better. Your cleavage ain't gonna get me through this shit that I'm dealing with right now. The jiggle and the wiggle ain't gonna fix none of this. The wiggle ain't gonna pay the mortgage unless we go on OnlyFans.